The Syrian army makes fresh gains in its battle against terrorist groups in eastern Ghouta. Government forces have fully recaptured the districts of Al-Muhammadiyah village, east of the country's capital. Sources on the ground say a Syrian army now controls over 40% of eastern Ghouta. The army has been trying to dislodge terrorist groups, including the Al-Nusra Front members, from the area. The militant-held region is located just 10 kilometers from Damascus city center. Terrorists holed up there have been using the area as a launch pad to attack the Syrian capital. Meanwhile, a 46-truck convoy carrying aid for residents of eastern Ghouta has arrived there. This is the first aid delivery to the region in weeks. Let's speak to Kevin Barrett. He's an author and Middle East expert, and he joins us via Skype from Madison. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Barrett. Now, the Syrian army is making steady gains against these terrorist groups on the ground in eastern Ghouta. The U.S., though, or its Western allies, are not calling this liberation, though, are they?
No, of course not. They are playing an obstructionist role. They're trying to be the spoilers, and they're trying to keep the chaos going and the destabilization continuing as long as possible, because they know they've lost. At this point, there's no chance that their mantra of Assad must go will carry the day, and they know that. Assad will stay, and Syria will evolve from a stable platform, beginning with the current government. So they're trying to essentially punish the Syrian people and it's the backers of the Syrian government as much as possible by creating as much trouble as they can as the situation in Syria stabilizes. So it's quite ridiculous, the hypocrisy that we're seeing from some Western observers now, as they're crying crocodile tears over the suffering of the civilians, which is very real. It is indeed sad that people are suffering, but that suffering will be ending before too long as Syria regains control over its territory and gets its sovereignty back after this orchestrated attempt from external actors led by the United States, Israel, Saudi Arabia, other Gulf countries, and to some extent Turkey, to take down the Syrian government and break up Syria into pieces, which is the ultimate purpose of this, led by the Israelis. They've failed. So now they're just trying to extract as much blood and pain and treasure from the other side as possible, even though they're admitting essentially that they've lost.
Right. Now, Mr. Barrett, there's also that, as far as perceptions are concerned, or that media campaign when it comes to Syria, particularly right now as we're seeing in eastern Ghouta. Now, there's very little mention in the Western media about this 46-truck convoy carrying aid for residents in eastern Ghouta coming, or the fact that humanitarian corridors were set up upon which these terrorists have been not allowing civilians to use to flee to safety. And at the same time, there is very little mention of the terrorist groups like the Al-Nusra Front who are actually operating in eastern Ghouta.
It is interesting, isn't it, that we have an entire narrative of contemporary Western civilization that's built on the demonization of Al-Qaeda and this kind of extremism, this Wahhabi-linked extremism. And yet, this is precisely the current that's dominant in Ghouta, and yet we're getting this New York Times, New York Review of Books-led narrative that this is somehow comparable to the suffering in Srebrenica and similar situations. And, of course, the reason for this is that the controlled propaganda media here in the West doesn't want people to understand the big picture. They simply want to demonize whoever is standing up against the empire. In this case, that would be the current Syrian government. So Al-Qaeda is the objective ally of the United States and its Israeli masters. It's very sad. And as far as this humanitarian convoy goes, it is questionable who's actually obstructing it. They're trying to blame the Syrian government. The Syrian government helped set up the corridors. These convoys, to some extent, have been shelled, and these terrorists, because that's what they are shelling Damascus randomly. That's terrorism, randomly targeting civilians, and they appear to be responsible, to some extent, for hindering this aid from actually getting through. And like you said, they are holding the civilians captive as human shields, essentially, which is a crime under international law. So there's plenty of blame to go around on all sides here, but the bottom line is that the people, any Syrians who joined this foreign effort to destabilize their country made a terrible, terrible mistake, and it's time for everybody to recognize that the outcome of this is clear, and we need to finish it up with as little suffering and violence as possible. It's really time for the rebels to take advantage of the offers coming out of the Syrian government for rejoining Syrian society. Syria needs to heal, and the West needs to butt out.
Okay, that's Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert, joining us via Skype from Madison. Mr. Barrett, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.